It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now to fighting hunger on college campuses in Wisconsin. The journal Health Affairs calls food insecurity the invisible epidemic on college campuses. Feeding America, its network of food banks, operate hundreds of pantries and mobile pantry distributions on campuses nationwide. Call in at any point about student food banks. Share your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Matt Steenstra is Director of Strategic Partnerships and Programs for Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Matt, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So one facet of Feeding America are these partnerships with colleges around the country. How much need are you seeing on campuses?
I think what we're seeing is that there's a recognition that the need has always been there. And then that need is increasing, especially since the pandemic, and even more so since inflation hit really hard this past fall. More colleges and universities are looking at starting food pantries, and attendance at those food pantries is skyrocketing.
What responsibility do colleges have to food insecurity and hunger relief? What would you say to colleges that think their job is to educate, not provide social safety net services?
I think you're right about that. I think their job is to educate, and their job isn't to provide food pantries to students. A food pantry is really thought of as almost an emergency room or Band-Aid. It's something that's there when someone falls through the cracks, when the public programs that are set up that are designed to respond in times of crises, like, they don't work. And when it doesn't work and a college student doesn't know where to turn for food, that's when a food pantry comes in really handy, when they can get that emergency food they need to get them through. But I don't feel it's a college or a university's responsibility to have to provide this service. This is something that happens out of a crisis, not because of a specific responsibility to their students.
What is your campus partnership model like here in Wisconsin? I mean, how much is Feeding America involved with the colleges here?
We serve nearly 350 food pantries across eastern Wisconsin, up from Florence and Marinette County, all the way down to Kenosha and Racine County. We serve about a half dozen colleges and universities with their food pantries. Our relationship is strong, but our relationship is much more than just finding ways to provide food to colleges and universities so that they can run a food pantry. Our relationship really starts with working to connect college students to the Food Share or SNAP program and any existing publicly funded programs that they're eligible for.
Why are students having trouble getting adequate food?
Students for a long time have experienced hunger and food insecurity. There's been data coming out for about a decade now, a lot of studies that show that college students, the rate of food insecurity and hunger is anywhere from 20% to 40% to 50%. That the odds of experiencing hunger increase if, as a child, that they experienced hunger at home, if they're a student of color, if they're a parent, if they attend a two-year university or college versus a four-year, the rate increases. So we know that college students have been experiencing food insecurity for a long time. And it's because college students are focused on studies. The income that they make isn't high, and the cost of college keeps going up. So you have this situation, which doesn't take a lot of math to think, as costs go up and income doesn't go up, there's not enough money to pay the bills and pay for groceries. But here's the thing. I think the thought and the notion of college students surviving on a cup of ramen noodles a day, it's just false. They can't do it. And when students don't have that sort of food security, that's when they end up needing food pantries. And if they don't have access to that emergency food, the test scores go down, the odds of getting that diploma or certification go down as well.
What are, you mentioned SNAP, what are the barriers college students face in getting SNAP benefits or what many people know as food stamps?
So SNAP, or what many people know as food stamps, it's the number one anti-hunger program that we have in the country, hands down. It is the first line of defense against hunger. And stats have shown for ages that it is the best program that we have, the best nutrition program that we have at lifting people out of poverty. The problem is college students could be in a situation where they're food insecure and still might not be able to access the SNAP program. And it's because the rules and eligibility guidelines are pretty strict. So, for instance, if you're attending a four-year school, right off the bat, you're only eligible, even if you have the if you would meet the income guidelines, if you're working on average 80 hours a month. That right there provides a pretty big barrier for a lot of college students being able to work 80 hours a month and attend school half time or more. But even if you're working those 80 hours a month, going back to the FAFSA form that a lot of families fill out as kids are getting ready for school, if the family contribution is any number other than zero, a positive number at all, you're immediately disqualified for being eligible for these benefits. Now, if you go to a tech school and you're taking courses that are working toward a diploma or certification, you don't have to meet that work requirement. But if you're taking professional development courses at a tech school that might not lead to a certification or diploma, then that doesn't count. I think even just me explaining it right here can help illustrate just the hoops that college students have to jump through in order to access this program.
It's complicated.
It is complicated. It is.
Are colleges able and willing to assist students to, you know, work through this red tape, if you will, to access the program if they're eligible?
They are if they know about it and they know how to do it. And I think that's an issue as well, is many universities do all they can, but they might not know of the rules and eligibility. They might not know what makes a college student eligible. And even if they know, they might not have the resources or time to be able to get the information out to students. Something that we've seen as well is, even though it's difficult for college students to be eligible for food share or SNAP, of those that are eligible, only a small percentage enroll in the program. And that can come from any number of reasons, from just the being able to sit down and figure out how to do the application and get the right verification done, to not even knowing or even thinking about the fact that you could be eligible for the program. There's a lot of just awareness and other barriers that exist, even if a college student is eligible.
Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin's head of strategic partnerships and programs, Matt Steenstra, with us, our guide to food assistance for college students on Wisconsin campuses. Still time to talk about hunger on campus, university responses, the connection to academic performance. Call in with your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. More college students are facing food insecurity since the pandemic, and we learn what it means for campus pantries here in Wisconsin. Still time for your questions, your thoughts on this, 800-642-1234. We have Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin's Director of Partnerships and Programs, Matt Steenstra, with us. Matt, for, say, a college leader listening to this conversation and thinking, our college should do this, you know, what do these partnerships with campuses look like? Like, what is the responsibility in general of the college? And then what falls on Feeding America?
I think colleges, if there's a student leader listening to this, colleges and universities should just know that we're here for them. And we can help connect them to the resources and food that they need. We can help direct people to figure out how to best address food insecurity and hunger on campus. So I think the partnerships oftentimes starts with a conversation. And I don't think that there's a one-size-fit-all approach to any sort of location, any university on how best to address hunger and food insecurity in the area. But if a college or university is thinking that they're going to need that emergency food, we can help them get set up. We can walk people through the process of doing that. So I do think one of the first things to do is just take a look and think, is there a problem? How should I address it? And then if you have any questions, is just to reach out to us. Because again, I don't think it's a student or university's responsibility to have to take this on their own. This is really where the partnership comes in, and we can let the experts in education educate the students, and the experts in hunger and food insecurity help make sure that we can end hunger on college campuses.
What food is in demand at food banks that cater to students?
It's probably a lot of what you would expect. So it's portable items. It's items that students might not have to cook up or use a stove to prepare a meal. It's healthy snacks. Those health bars, protein bars go really fast. It's a lot of the things that you think students might be picking out to make sure that they can get a quick meal, something that's easy to prepare because a lot of college students might not have access to certain stoves or other cooking equipment.
They might
And
not
even
have
if they
access
do,
to a kitchen.
they might not have access to a kitchen. And even if they do, I do think just the ability to have easy to cook meals when college students are so busy already is pretty important.
Have the campus pantries you've worked with learned from the pandemic? I mean, especially when students were sent home and where the gaps are when these emergencies arise.
I think what I've heard is that everyone has found out just how big the need is. And that's because we knew, college campuses knew for years that hunger existed on campus. But the pandemic really shined a light on a lot of things, including how many students were experiencing food insecurity at home and at school. The numbers of people attending food pantries has skyrocketed. At one college pantry that we work with from pre-pandemic to now, the numbers have tripled. At another pantry that we work with, even since the pandemic, the peak of pandemic when students are using the pantry a lot, numbers right now today are up 30% versus where they were. Another food pantry that we work with actually expanded to five different pantries in order to meet the need, and the attendance has increased by 500%.
Wow, that's huge. Why do you think that is? Why is the need growing that astronomically?
I think whether you're a college student, whether you're a senior citizen, whether you're a parent trying to get to work, everyone goes to the grocery store and everyone can see how difficult it is to make the money that you have for groceries stretch to be able to feed your family for a day or a week or however long your grocery budget is for. Inflation has made things incredibly difficult. And as the cost for other items keep going up, the amount of income that people have to be able to pay for those items isn't coming close to matching it, especially if you live on a college campus. And those opportunities to be able to work enough hours and get a wage that pays enough so that you can afford the groceries that you need in the grocery store, it just doesn't cut it.
Talking about food insecurity among college students with Matt Steenstra, Director of Strategic Partnerships and Programs for Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Matt, could Congress help make the SNAP program more accessible to college students? Could there be something done at the federal level here?
Oh my goodness, yes. There can. So, right now, we're in a time when the United States of America is taking a look at passing the next farm bill. We're due this year. Every 5 years, it goes through and it funds all the federal nutrition programs, including the strongest one, SNAP, or Food Share, as it's called in Wisconsin, commonly known as food stamps. There's a ton of things that we can do to try and make this program more efficient and effective. And I think you're going to hear me talk about food share SNAP because, again, I still feel this is the number one way that we address hunger and food insecurity for students. The more students that are able to access this benefit, and the more of a student's grocery budget that this benefit covers, the less they're going to have to use the food pantry. And the food pantry on campus can be there for the students that truly need it. You could do things like eliminate the work requirement for college students. Food share is a nutrition program. It's not a work program. There's nothing out there that shows that requiring work for food creates jobs or increases pay. It just increases hunger. And at the end of 2020, the federal government passed the CARES Act that temporarily suspended the work requirement for college students. And we saw that it made it a ton easier for students to be able to access the food share program. I think you can create some wiggle room in that FAFSA application. Instead of having a $0 family contribution, be able to have a buffer, something that you can just do some simple math and figure out that you can have a family that's living pretty close to paycheck to paycheck, and that student goes off to college and that family contribution is anything other than zero, and they still aren't going to be eligible, as well as the family not be eligible for benefits. We should be able to provide student services at university and colleges with the information that they need so that they can increase awareness of the program and its eligibility because only a small percentage of eligible college students enroll in the program. And that's done, the way that we do that is through a program federally funded called SNAP Outreach. SNAP Outreach was where we work with our state of Department of Health Services to employ a number of food share outreach specialists across the eastern part of the state of Wisconsin. And their only job is to help families and students cut through that red tape so that they can access the program.
Matt,
There's a, oh, sorry.
I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
there's a lot of different things that we can do.
Matt, thank you so much for bringing us closer to this issue.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Matt Steenstra is Director of Strategic Partnerships and Programs for Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.